Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. It's Thursday. It's podcast time. Al, what's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
I missed you this morning on the warm-up show, which is coming up in a couple minutes. CeeLo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So when I turned 50, so it was about 6 years ago, I got an Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I got this Apple Watch, I was like, I don't need an Apple Watch. Like, I got everything's on my phone. I have my phone with me at all times.
They're very cool, though.
But I strapped on the Apple Watch, and I've been wearing it for 6 years.
Same one?
No, I think I got one upgrade. So I like the Apple Watch. But part of me starting to feel like, is this doing something to my wrist? Slash
what
body.
Is it doing to your
I don't know.
Wrist?
It's like up against my skin every day.
Yeah.
For
and it's monitoring
6 years.
Your heart rate,
yeah.
Your heartbeat. I don't think it's doing anything to you.
But maybe the thing that's throwing me off is when I take the watch, I don't sleep with the watch on.
Oh, I do.
I don't sleep with it. That's when I'm charging it. But because of it was the summer and I'm outdoors a lot walking this dog of mine. It looks so bizarre when
so,
I take my watch off
so
because it looks really weird.
Yeah.
Because the skin is milky white.
Yes, it is. So and is mine. If I take mine off.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have a Samsung watch. And I would say.
It looks very similar, by the way. Yeah. Yeah.
This is what it is.
I wonder, like, did they do testing on this? Like, is it safe that we can be. I mean, by the way, I have a phone and you have your phone in your pocket.
I'm more
it's near
concerned
you at all
about,
times.
That's what I'm more concerned
is
with.
Is the watch.
Yes.
Doing anything better or worse than
so
carrying a phone all the time?
It's very interesting you bring this up because I was reading a thread. I don't know where. I get emails about health-related articles and stuff like that. And then there are comments, and there's threads through the comments. And there was one where they were discussing cholesterol, what's good, what's not good. And someone in the thread posed the question, why are we just learning about this now with cholesterol when, you know, people have been around for hundreds of years? And a doctor in the thread answered, and I thought the answer was very well put, because a lot of people have questions about Ozempic. We were talking about that the other day and the long-term effects. And now you bring up the watches and the phones. And the doctor said, this is actually a very easy answer, and that's that a 30 or 40-year study with hundreds of thousands of people has just been completed. We now have numerous people have had MRIs and body scans. We can see inside the body like never before. And we have science now behind this. Whereas he didn't say, you know, 50 years ago, people were guessing, but he was kind of intimating that doctors were just guessing based on probably where the money was coming from. And it leads me to the cell phone conversation, that cell phones have been around since the early 90s, I would say. But now there are computers in our pocket for the last 20 years. We still, like, we don't know.
Yeah, it's too soon to know whether it's going to give us brain tumors.
Or
have our testicles
maybe,
fall
right,
off.
I was going to say, maybe in 5 years you wake up with a third testicle. Like, I know it's extreme.
A third functioning testicle?
I don't know, but a third testicle. I'm sure you could find use for a third testicle.
Sure.
My point is, none of us really know. And it's the same thing with the watches. You're right. We don't know. But I do like where the watch is opposed to where the phone is.
Yeah. And I got so used to the watch. Like, if a text message comes in, I just look.
Yeah.
And know what I really got locked in on now with these things is the weather. Like, I have the weather on there. So
oh,
I have the, like, it has the next one, two, three, next 5 hours across.
That's cool.
So I can look and see, oh, in 2 hours it's going to rain.
Mm.
It's going to be sunny.
And it's drawing from the internet. I mean, did it have, I don't know about you. It was like the world ended by my house from 6 o'clock yesterday.
Monsoon season, yeah.
And everything I looked at said light rain to a mist for much of the afternoon. Not a driving storm with lightning and thunder.
Yeah, mine also had light rain.
Yeah.
And I didn't get thunder or anything, but with the wind, it looked much more than a light rain.
No, we walked out of Costco at 4:45, maybe, me and my son. And as we're walking out, the woman that was working, she goes, you might want to wait a second. She goes, big thunderbolt, a lot of light and a lot of thunder. I'm like, really? And then, I mean, it was a loud thunder. And it was pouring. I'm like, where'd this come from?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. It sucks.
Yes, it does.
I hate the pouring rain.
I know.
So that's one thing. I'm slightly concerned about my Apple Watch, but I feel like I've gotten so used to it that if I stop using it now, I'll be constantly looking for it.
Maybe. But that'll, I think, like anything, give it a few days, you'll be fine.
But I also like that it counts my steps. That way it feels like when I hate walking the dog, I can go, well, at least look at all these steps I'm getting in.
How active you are.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Do you use it for any of the other health benefits, like the heart rate?
Well, I guess it's set up there on its own if there's a problem, but I will, every once in a while when I think of it, I go, oh, let me check the heart rate.
So you take it off, so it doesn't calculate you're sleeping.
No.
See, I like mine for the sleeping. I always thought that was kind of nonsense, the sleep scores you would get. I got to tell you, though, when I get a good night's sleep, I actually get a decent sleep score. What it hates is any night's sleep that's less than 6 hours.
Oh.
I get an automatic failing score. And I got one, was it last Thursday or last Wednesday? I forgot, where I didn't sleep well. I was tossing and turning. I was up a lot. Might have slept 5 hours, maybe more like 4.5. And it gave me the worst score I'd ever gotten. It gave me a 21.
Out of 100?
Out of 100. Mm. Now, this weekend, I slept like a champ Friday night and Saturday night, and I got a 91 and an 89.
You see, I feel like I'd get a lot of really bad scores.
You would.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, fair enough. You would, because you're up with the dog, and
yeah,
you don't sleep soundly.
Correct.
It's true.
The other thing, you know, this is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, right?
Yep.
So, I don't know when this occurred, where now they're saying that to get your prostate checked, you just need a blood test.
Yeah, this has changed.
This
it
has
used
changed.
To be both.
Yeah.
And I
used to have to go get the blood test and what they call the digital test, digital meaning the finger.
Yes, which I will be getting today.
The digital test?
Yeah, as part of my week-long checkup that I've been going through since last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we were doing that today.
Do you think it's just that we're here in like the public relations campaign to, because people, nobody wants to get a finger in their butt. Well, some people do, but
how about a camera in their penis?
No.
Yeah, I had that last week. Yeah.
So you had a camera
I can guarantee you I didn't want that either.
So you had a camera in your penis last week, finger up the butt this week.
Oh, yeah. We're running the gamut.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
You're running through the car wash, as they say.
The only thing that's left is going to be a camera down my throat to check my whatever, the esophagus.
Well, that will seem like nothing.
Well, no, it sounds like something to me. But, yeah, no, and I got the colonoscopy 3 months ago.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm hitting everything.
You've had all of your orifices examined.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a PR thing where they're like, at the very least, let's get people to get the blood test.
Is it that, or have we learned that the blood test is a very good indicator of no trouble?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You know?
But I still think if you, like, we've been running this thing where Gio's been reading, yeah, like, at the Yankee game on September 25th, I believe, you can get a PSA blood test at the Yankee game. They pop your finger there, test the blood test, and you get a score.
Is that all it is? It's not a syringe? It's
no, I think it's just a...
Really?
I think they just need a drop of blood.
Wow.
I think. But yeah, if the number, if your test score from the blood test comes out not great, then I think they do the finger in the butt. But I think
maybe
if
my doctor just wants to put his finger in my butt because my score was perfect.
Yeah, here's what I'm leading to. I believe that if you just go, let's say you go for an annual checkup, whether to your doctor or your urologist, you go for your annual physical, they are going to put a finger in your butt. Like, I still think that they believe that that is the thorough way to do it.
Maybe.
And that this blood test, like at the Yankee game, at the very least, more people are likely to do a blood test than a finger in the butt.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Right? So at least they're getting that.
Oh, that's fair.
And they're screening you that way.
Okay.
I've long decided I'm blood test only, and if there's a problem.
Like if the blood test numbers move.
Yeah, then I would probably even wait and do another blood test and then go get the finger in the butt.
God.
Because I don't want any part of that.
I don't either, but it's not the worst thing in the world when you realize what they're trying to find and figure out.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, I know what you're saying. You know what's even worse?
What?
Is not knowing and finding out that you've got something growing inside you for longer than it should have been and that you've passed the point of being able to rectify the situation.
I suppose.
There's no supposing.
I suppose that's the case.
You want to find out you're stage one or you want to find out you're at stage five?
Hmm. Now, my father had prostate cancer. I can't remember whether he just randomly went to the doctor and got checked or was he experiencing an issue
and he went. You'd have to ask him. I know he's not doing great. Maybe one of the days he's having a good day.
He'd probably remember that.
I would think so. I would think traumatic experience.
Sure.
One of those things you probably don't forget.
You're going to think I'm making this up.
Oh, boy. That's not a good preface.
A couple years ago, I had to get a physical, and they did the finger in the butt. Do you know my butthole quivered for over a year? And that's not a joke. I'm laughing because it sounds ridiculous. My muscles quivered down there for over a year. So I will not do it again.
They were scared?
No, I think there was some damage done.
Did they use lube?
No, they did.
Or Vaseline?
They used. But I just think maybe it was so...
clamp it?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as it went in?
Yeah, not purposely, but that's the way the body reacts.
You strained a muscle.
Right, I think I strained a muscle. And it was legitimately for a year. And the next time I went to the doctor, and they go, oh, we'll do the... I go, no.
It's a great name for a band. Here come the quivering asses.
Or butthole quiver.
Well, there's butthole surfers.
Yes. I'd probably go on tour with them. Butthole quivers.
Good God.
Butthole surfers on tour.
I actually don't think you're making that up. I think that you felt a quiver in your rear end for a year. I'm not surprised by that in some weird way. But you are a strange human being.
It is also weird that there isn't a device. You know, like, you get your, when you're a child, they check a child's temperature by putting a thermometer in the butt.
Right.
They don't put your finger in the butt.
My kids never had that once.
Yeah, I feel like
never
that was
once.
A thing from, like, did you get that as a child ever?
I don't, maybe. I have no recollection of that at all. I do not remember. I remember the tongue, the thermometer under the tongue my whole life. I don't remember that. And to be quite honest, More than that, my mom's hand on my forehead. That when I think about growing up, are you sick? It was always here. Nah, you're fine. Oh, yeah, you're a little warm. And if it was really warm, she would break out the thermometer. I don't ever remember. Or under the arm. Never remember any of that.
Yeah, I feel like I was on the and I'm a couple years older than you. I must have been on the tail end.
So you had the thermometer in your ass.
It had to be an extreme.
Okay.
Like.
How do you use that again?
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, I guess.
My gosh, my poor mother had to be putting it in three kids' butts.
Yeah, I suppose so. I like the devices. You got to be careful with the devices they have now because some of them are really good, but you can cheap out. Like the forehead scan ones. When we were at the pediatrician, my son had pneumonia last year, and which was scary in and of itself because the temperature was spiking to like 103.5, really high numbers. At one time, though, I hit the gun, and the gun said 107. I'm like, whoa, and it was lit up red. I'm like, if he's 107, he'd be dead. Like, this can't be real. And he was warm, but he wasn't that warm. So we rushed him to the doctor. We were going to take him to the hospital, but we stopped at the doctor. And the first thing they did, he was 102.9, which was high. And my wife was panicked. And even she's like, well, the one at home. And the doctor first, which one did you use? Because you can't buy one for $30. They're not reliable. They told us the one to get. Game changer. And they're fantastic. It's not even the Exergen one that you scan. It's literally a little gun of a laser. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I actually think the butt thermometer was to be used as like the final check that there's a real problem. Like you did the thermometer under the tongue.
You're saying that was the truest temperature gauge?
Yeah, like I feel like growing up, that was what we were told. Like that's the truest gauge. So it's like before we rush you to the hospital.
Bend over.
Correct.
Oof.
Let's check.
I'd rather go to the hospital.
Yeah, given the choice, I probably would have rather gone to the hospital.
Man, that is rough.
I'm not even 100% sure I had the butt thermometer.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I'm not either. I would put my money on it that I never did, though.
Yeah. But I was definitely, when I was a kid, the under the armpit was not an option. Like, they did not discover that yet. That was a later discovery.
Yeah, and I never did that either, the under the armpit.
Yeah.
It was just under the tongue.
I never understood the, like, the mother puts the cheek, as you were saying, the back of the hand or their cheek to the forehead of the kid. What if your hand is cold?
I still think, because yes, that is 100% the case. I still think you can feel the heated temperature on the skin.
Isn't it weird that to judge whether someone is sick or not and what our body temperature is, we check the forehead? Like somehow we realized that the forehead was the heat sensor. Do you think that's because that's where your third eye is?
What?
In biblical times, third eye.
Is that true? I don't know, because usually if you have a fever, your whole body's warm, maybe because it's the most accessible. It's just there. I don't know. Good question.
I don't know why they.
Don't know.
So someone decided that the forehead was the place to check, and if not, the butthole.
Apparently.
Those were your two options.
Apparently so,
and yes. Then at somewhere down the line, someone said, you probably get a really accurate reading from an armpit.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They also have the ear scans. You can scan the ear and get a temperature reading.
That do a temperature, yeah. That actually seems like it would be very reliable.
Yeah. Right? I mean, again, doctors use those.
Yeah. Because you're going inside the body, but it's not the buttocks.
That is true.
Or the mouth. Like you could have had a hot tea and then take your temperature. You could have had an ice cold water, get your temperature checked.
I think you could do that, yes.
I know there were kids, like in my era.
I know what you're going to say.
They wanted to miss school and they'd like have hot soup or something and then quickly take their temperature.
And but then the thermometer would come out 114. what did you do? Because this is not right.
Yeah.
Because if you're 114 degrees, you shouldn't be breathing.
Yeah. So kids would try different moves to get out of school.
I remember one time. Probably sixth grade, maybe fifth grade. I don't remember. But I was never a cheater in school, ever. I remember one time, one of the things that always resonated with me, and I've always told my kids this too. I hope it got through to them. I don't know. But I remember my dad one time telling me he'd rather me come home with a test score of a 10 than find out that you cheated. Doesn't care if I cheated and got 100, cheating got 50. Like, he doesn't. I remember him saying, I don't want cheaters in this house. And that always stuck with me. So I got my share of 50s and 60s, but there was one specific, I remember I had a basketball game, I think for the school the night before. And like after the game, walking out, one of my friends on the team, his kid James, was like, "Did you study for history tomorrow?" I'm like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No. I'm like, "Oh, that was Friday or whatever." He goes, "No, that's tomorrow." And I was ill prepared. It was like world history, didn't know a damn thing. And I was already struggling. And I remember the next morning waking up, my mom was upstairs getting ready. And I tried to concoct this thing in the bathroom with milk and pepper. And like, I was trying to make it look like vomit.
You're trying to create your own vomit?
I tried. It didn't work. It looked stupid.
It's like, looked like spilled cereal.
It looked like, yes. No joke. I went in. I got a 27.
Out of 100.
Ten. Yes. Never forget that. Well, I remember going home, and I remember saying to my dad, like, and terrified, by the way, too. Like, "Do you remember when you said you'd prefer me to go with a bad grade rather than cheat?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I'm sorry." And he looked, and you know what? I'll never forget his reaction. He goes, "I appreciate your honesty. Don't do it again." Meaning, you can't come home with grades like right. this. There was no punishment. There was no nothing. But I tried making vomit in the bathroom.
You needed the, like in the old, the gag stores, you could get fake rubber vomit.
Yeah,
you needed
sure. that. Well, but then they would have picked it up and saw it was fake rubber vomit.
Or you have said, "Mom, look at this. I'll handle this cleanup.
Yeah, right.
Let me just close the door."
That's what a 9 or 10 year old was going to do.
Then you roll up the rubber vomit.
I'll tell you what, it would have been more believable than what I concocted.
Yeah.
Because mine looked ridiculous.
Yeah, the milk is too white, I guess.
It didn't work. It did not work.
I don't know what you could have used in its place. Like, they used to use in the movies pea soup.
Oh, okay.
That's what they used, sense. I think, in The Exorcist, they said, when she was throwing up.
I don't think we had pea soup in the house. We were in a pea soup house.
"Mom, we got any pea soup in this house?" "If we do, could you throw it on the bathroom floor?"
It's stupid.
"I've got to show you something."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Who knew about the thermometers?
And that's like 40 years ago, and I remember it like it's yesterday.
It is weird how some memories
I know
we have.
Well, think of Joe this morning. I mean, we were laughing as he's trying to come up with the quarterbacks, but once we started talking about games, how vivid he remembers things.
There are certain things like that at the time you were really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, "Oh my God, I don't believe I get to do this." And then you don't really remember.
Like what? Give me an example. Like a vacation you went on and you didn't enjoy it as much as you thought?
I was so excited to go see Bruce Springsteen at this thing. And it's like, I vaguely remember going now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like I saw Billy Joel and Elton John at the Meadowlands in 1990-something. I don't remember what year that was. Maybe 93, 94, somewhere around that. I do not remember. I remember going. I do not remember anything about the show. Like not a song. I remember the seats were up high. That's the memory. I don't remember the show at all. Like, yet, if you ask me about seeing Billy Joel at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, I remember dancing with my friends. We had drinks. We got a car to take us there and back so we didn't have to drive. That night I remember. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll give you another example. You've been with your wife since you guys were in high school.
Yep.
But if you were had sexual encounters with other women, and the night was going, you're like, something's going to go down here. I'm going to remember this. No memory. Even focusing on, I am really going to remember this.
Yeah, I don't know
and
why.
And then it fades.
Maybe the experience wasn't as good as you wanted it to be.
Right.
And it doesn't pop. I don't know. But I still do think, which we discussed last week, I also think if you sit down, breathe through it, and really try and think, I do think you'll unlock different things.
Oh, okay. So going back on something, like, oh, let me really think about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong because I sit there and say that Elton John, Billy, I don't. But maybe if I sit there, I don't know. Like, I was at the... Speaking of that time when we watched the Cowboy documentary and they were talking about that game with the Cowboys and the Giants in 93 where the Cowboys won and Emmitt separated his shoulder and all that. I was at that game. I was in the upper deck in like the second to last row with Kim, with my wife, and I don't really remember a lot of what I saw in the documentary. I remember the separated shoulder for sure, and I remember walking out of that place, people yelling at me because I had my Cowboy jersey on. But the game I don't really remember as much as I would think I do.
Yeah, and you're probably remembering the highlights. You see the highlights and you remember you were there, and then the highlights help to make you think you remember those.
But
runs.
Really all I'm remembering are the highlights I saw, not what I witnessed.
Yes.
In first person. That's true.
I think that's the case.
I would agree with you. Very true.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
Now, we'll be back here tomorrow with a warm-up program. You and I will be there because Boomer is back tomorrow.
He is back.
And so we'll see. Well, we got a Thursday night game tonight. We got a little Mets, a little Yankees.
Bills, Dolphins.
See you tomorrow. So!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.